Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it.
Jamiversary mode.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course. Ready for another week of great music going through the airwaves today? Because I'm going to tell you this, we are really killing it with Jamiversary this year. I got to admit, the postings on Facebook are doing great, which, by the way, any of you Jam fam members out there that are still working on some music, believe it or not, you know, people are looking towards that, so send me all the links that you have, because that's the way I'm helping your spotlight out this year. You know, with the way, like, things, Facebook is going, and then, like, you know, YouTube is starting to become Facebook with postings and community connections and all that stuff, I just recently got, an invitation to setting up the community on YouTube, so as things continue to progress, and we are using YouTube a lot more here at J360 Productions, I gotta say, you might want to pay attention to some of these hubs that we got going on around here. Because, you know, the Facebook page right now is in place of the website that's supposed to be coming later. And also, you know, with YouTube coming around, YouTube might take the spot of the Facebook. I'm still trying to weigh my options on it, but it all comes down to what you guys would like to see the information displayed on, too. So, it's more of a, you know, not just my idea, but what best works for you guys. And I remember for a while there, we were trying to get Discord together, which we still can, you know. So, anything that y'all want to really do to help me out along with the communications and community outreach, you know, by all means, send me an email sometime at j360jams@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Because that's really for a lot of you musicians out there and those of you that want to connect, because a lot of y'all love the jam show, and I admit, like, things have blossomed in such a big way. Like, everything's just been booming over here. And I'm like, yes. You know? Especially with the mini bites. I mean, a lot of y'all have been openly receptive to the mini bites as of late. And I'm like, thank God for that. You know, it's just been really, really awesome to see how, like, things are coming full circle. Even though, you know, there's some wild stuff going on in the world right now. At least, like, you know, being a creator and, like, the community that I'm trying to foster here has actually been working out pretty well. Speaking of which, as we get into it, Jams 115, how about that? We knocked it out of the park for one of the first official J360 Jams episodes for this year's Jamiversary. Hell yeah, that was cool. I mean, a lot of things in the live and a lot of things in the post-game have just been nonstop. And, like, the Jam fam deserves a nice pat on the back and, no, not pat on the back, a huge applause for everything that they have done. That was really awesome, you know? And just think, that was just one of our big celebration pieces. The mixtapes have been doing good, too. Matter of fact, mixtape 13 is coming tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Got to keep the vibe going, and you'll be surprised who's actually on the playlist for that one, you know? Like I said, everybody who's been a part of Jam's history is definitely on the mixtapes, and mixtapes are open for, like, if you want to put a track on there. It isn't always the best of the best, but, you know, because you guys are great anyway, but the thing is that when you send a track, you can send one track to a mixtapes episode, but the mixtapes are only available during Jamiversary, and we technically got just what, about, see, this is third week, so we got at least one more week to go. So, you know, make it count. That's all there is to it. Now, as for this week, you're probably thinking that, you know, there is no J360 Jams episode. There is no official traditional Jams episode this week. But there is a J360 Jams TV 12 coming on Saturday at 12. Actually, let's just say Saturday at noon, huh? Make it easier. At noon Eastern, it is a J360 Jams TV episode coming in. 10 beautiful music videos, not to mention, you know, you get to chill out with me for a weekend and all. And I think it's pretty awesome that, you know, we are really building that back up too. And then, of course, you know, get the momentum running. There will be a J360 Jams TV 13 in the midst as well. So, like I said, if any of y'all work on visualizers, concerts, you know, whichever you would like to see appear on J360 Jams TV, it is possible to bring that. So it doesn't have to be traditional music videos. You can have your visualizers as well. And also, for those of you that, you know, can't seem to find the time to make a music video, talk with me about it, because I have a plan for y'all too. Yeah, there's a lot going down with J360 Jams TV. That has a lot of upgrades to it. And, you know, I want to kind of see, like, how that's going to be pushed for a little while. So you just stay tuned to see how that goes, because lots of new for that one as well. But this week, we are going to go ahead and get Jams TV 12 on air this Saturday at 12 noon. So, yeah. As for J360 Jams 116, submissions are open. Yes. And that is the season finale of Season 5. Yep, after that episode, no more Season 5. We'll see how the future goes for it. But let me just tell you this. 116 is a big deal because it is a Jamversary day, and it is happening on the day when Jams first premiered 5 years ago, June 27th. Who would have thought, right? So that's why this whole thing has been crucial, and that's why I've always said, hey, pay attention, be attentive, because that is a big show coming, and it is open for a lot of y'all in the Jam fam to submit your tracks. You know, you can submit your tracks now up to next Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern, as per usual. But you may have to adjust for time in your area because, you know, what is 5 o'clock for me might be 6 o'clock for you, might be 7 o'clock for you. So just when I say Eastern time, make sure you take a look at your time and see, like, exactly what it is. Because sometimes when I say, like, the J-Man Show lands on Wednesdays, right? For an example, by the way, I say it lands on Wednesday. It might land on Thursday for some of y'all. So, you know, it's just like, I can only go by the time that I'm constricted to, but I'm aware of everybody else's timeline. So, sometimes the U.S. moves faster in other areas, and then sometimes it moves slower in other areas. So, I'm just letting you know how it goes down. That way we can all really stay in step with each other, and, you know, that way you don't miss, like, your deadlines and all. And really, sometimes, you know, actually, not sometimes. Open door policy. You guys should really ask me, like, when the next Jams is and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's usually bi-weekly, and not to mention, the Thursday before a Jams premiere is the deadline for that particular episode. If not, you're going to have to wait, like, another couple of weeks to be ready for the next one. So, there's an opportunity for everybody, and I just want you all to know these kind of things, because as I'm working on Jamversary now, like I said, we're leading up to see if there is a future for more Jams episodes, if another season's coming, or, you know, a whole new show entirely. And that's just the way that looks. But right now, though, you guys have been killing it. The audience has been loving it. And I am just glad to be here for another epic week of Jamversary. So, this is going to be looking great. And, you know what I mean? Everybody is winning this time. So, as I'm going about that, let me just go ahead and let you guys know that the recaps are back. The recaps are going to be a YouTube exclusive, per se, because, see, some of the other outlets, they don't allow playlist making. I know Spotify does, but Jams is not on Spotify for good reason, because the hell with Spotify when it comes to that. Even though you guys, some of you guys out there are on Spotify, and I'll use it for the mixtapes, but as for Jams itself, you know, I got to figure out, like, what best works for you guys. And the truth is that you all love the recaps because you would catch every show at that moment. Some of y'all love the binge. So think about it. You'll get, like, a mini bite. You'll get a J-Man episode or a mixtape episode in this scenario. And then you get, like, either J360 Jams or J360 Jams TV. And it all just evens out. And you know what? That way you can't miss out on anything. See, the podcasts and the playlists and everything, they're all for those who can't make it to live shows or those who can't, you know what I mean? Like I said, the time frame of things. And even though we moved up to 8 o'clock p.m., there are some people that missed the 10 o'clock p.m. format because they could make it at that time. So, you know, you got to find a way to accommodate. Now, you can't please everybody else, but you can accommodate. So that's always a thing. As for, like, Kofi is going to get a playlist format as well. So, you know, those of you that are over there, like, thinking, well, what about us? It's like, oh, you got one. Don't you worry about it. And not to mention, you got them all ad-free if you paid for your $5 a month membership over there, or if you have been over there for one-offs and stuff. I mean, either way, gradually, you know, you're going to see a lot more perks and a lot more things build up for you. So it's just really, really been a nice time, you know, nice adventure going into, like, monetization and everything else. In addition to, like, making some newer stuff for you all. And then as for, like, the Upgrade Saga is still going. There is a lot to be discovered in July. In addition to, I'm looking at the interview list. I'm looking at, like, what is next regarding J360 TV. So, you know, you just have to stay tuned to see what all goes down. By the way, does anybody out here use Kick? We do have a Kick channel. I will be testing it. I'm just going to let you know when that is. But that's after Jamiversary and before the Monster Fest. So, you know, a lot of our live streaming channels are still active. You know, we're just trying to get everything together right now. And I really want you all to pay attention to YouTube, because YouTube could be a nice central hub for you all instead of, like, you know, everybody's all spread out everywhere. But, you know, that usually comes from, like, preferences, and it also comes from, like, who uses what, you know? So I'm just letting you all know exactly how we're all doing things around here at J360 Productions. And not to mention, you'll always have a mini bite to serve as your map for things. So don't feel like you're lost. You do have resources. And then, of course, you know, the Facebook page will always be there as a resource for you all. In addition to, like, some of the stuff that is happening from Kofi. Because I know, like, sometimes when it comes to posting updates, you want a little bit more than that. I get it. I totally get it. So lots of things are going to be happening. Things are in sequence. And I got to still keep going on this adventure for you all. And I'm looking forward to how Jamiversary ends. And also how Monster Fest is going to be riding out this year. Speaking of which, for those of you who have been asking me about that, like I said, pay attention to J360 TV, okay? But now I got to get on out of here and get the mixtapes ready for tomorrow. And not to mention, get you guys set up for J360 Jams TV 12. But until then, though, you guys take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.